This is The Mountain Life. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Mary Beth Maziarz.
Well, as a little baby, one of our guests, chiropractic Dr. Rachel Santa Maria, had recurrent ear infections and was taken by her parents to see chiropractor Dr. Christine Phillips, a newish chiropractor in town.
Fast forward nearly three decades, and Rachel has become a chiropractor alongside Christine in their practice. They both join us in studio today to talk about it. The Chiropractic Collective, where they explore how movement, alignment, and whole body care can support lifelong health. Christine and Rachel, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Thank you for having us.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I remember back in the day, my little baby coming in for treatment for recurrent ear infections, and it felt like a miracle to not have to suddenly, you know, drug your little baby or do take more systemic approaches. This felt like it dealt with it at a wonderfully direct way. Tell us a little bit about the general approach of chiropractic. What do parents get out of it when they are bringing in kids? And I know it's much more multifaceted than that, but let's just start there.
So chiropractic, especially for like inner ear infections, works great if a baby or a child has misalignments in their upper neck, especially their head on their neck. The positioning of their eustachian tubes at that time in their life is pretty horizontal, and if their head gets tipped one way or the other, which a lot babies and children do, it can set up a situation where ear infections can set in. So bringing them to a chiropractor who specializes in pediatrics especially, I like to think we go to the root cause of what is maybe fueling the situation that then is causing the ears to become infected by aligning structure. A lot of times it's almost instantaneous that the child feels significant improvement. They'll walk out of the office. A lot of times with babies, they'll fall asleep in their car seats as the parent is walking them out. And it helps the root cause as opposed to just giving an antibiotic. The situation, positioning of their upper neck and cervical spine still remains. And so neck's cold, neck's even teething. Teething is very stressful on a baby's mouth and can also fuel ear infections. So by adjusting their upper neck, it sort of removes the environment that then would cause the next ear infection.
Sure.
So you could treat them with an antibiotic and it seems like it works, but the cause of why it happened in the first place was not resolved.
Yeah, the structural part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so many people think about chiropractic care when they have a back spasm, mm-hmm. or you know, something, some kind of situation has sent them into back pain. Mm-hmm. But what other kinds of things do you find people are starting to come in for? Maybe Rachel, you could take this one.
Lots of neck pain. We see lots of neck pain. Just your average Joe of working. I mean, we see a lot of desk jobbers.
Tech neck.
Exactly. I mean, we have our cell phones every day. We're looking down at those every day. Our posture just a day-to-day basis is terrible. So yeah, we see a lot of that is just helping people understand why their body is the way it is and why it's in that position and what caused it. And yeah, we adjust people, but we also fix the structure. So the muscle, the tissue around that holds the structure, doing all the soft tissue and stuff like that, and then retraining that with exercises is truly what helps our patients. What else do we see?
Well, I think chiropractic just in general, right? So yeah, it works great for back pain, and that's probably what we're most known for. But it is also great. Like our tagline is, we are healthcare. And that goes back to the fact that by interacting with someone's spine, we are directly interacting with their central nervous system. And the central nervous system is in charge of the body as a whole, from the brain down to your arms, your feet and your hands. And if your structure is not where it's supposed to be, it is causing interference directly into your nervous system, which is in charge of everything. And it can have downward effects on all kinds, every aspect of who and what we are. So yes, it works great for back pain, but it also works great for just overall holistic care. And, you know, maintaining structure as you go through from, you know, it maternity from pregnancy through your lifetime, I would say, in my opinion, creates a more health and wellness approach to your life and can, adds to, it's just another aspect of helping to create the health and wellness in your body as you go through life. So yes, it works great for back pain, but you can also come in just for, I've got people that I've seen for years and years. They come, I see them once a month, or I see them quarterly. I've got someone who comes in, once a year, and they just feel like it adds to.
General tune-up.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we offer at the Chiropractic Collective also, is we are happy to make our chiropractic care whatever works for you, right?
Yeah. If you're just joining us on The Mountain Life, we're having a conversation with chiropractors Dr. Christine Phillips and Dr. Rachel Santa Maria of the Chiropractic Collective right here in town. As I recall, Dr. Christine, you were sort of new in your practice when you moved to Park City, right?
I was like Rachel.
Yes, and not to belabor the whole ear infection thing among infants, but my son, Jonas, who's Rachel's age, mm-hmm. went to school with Rachel. We also brought him for these recurrent ear infections, mm-hmm. and I just have to relate this little story about once I brought him in with an ear infection, and you said, wow, this one's pretty good. I think you need to, I'll adjust him, but then you need to go to the clinic, and, he probably needs antibiotics. So we get to the clinic, we wait there, we get in to see the doctor, and they said, oh, no, it looks like it's fine. And that's, like you said, how
magic.
Quick it is. Yeah, it's magic, so...
I do love that you do consider an integrative approach that there are other modalities.
I think we should all work together. It should be collaborative. Yeah.
That's right. And we know now a lot more about being on antibiotics too much, what it does to our gut, which is, all part of our, microbiome, and gut health is so important. Rachel, so what inspired you to become a chiropractor? I kind of know where this story's going.
Honestly, it's been a crazy story. So Christine and I obviously go way back. I met Christine when I was 8 months old with an ear infection, of course, naturally. And yeah, so it kind of carries on from there. So I went to University of Utah, got my bachelor's degree in kinesiology, and COVID hit, and I was like, Christine, what do I do with my life? Like, I have this kinesiology degree. I don't know if I want to be a physical therapist. I've already shadowed a few, and that didn't really match my jive. So what should I do?
She was my nanny at this time, too.
Yeah, so I was her nanny. I babysat all three of her children, and so did my sister. So we have been basically in the Heskett family for years. She's basically my second mother. So I went to her for advice, and she's like, how about you go to chiropractic school? And when you come back, I have something for you. And so fast forward 3 years later, went to chiropractic school, got that done, moved back, and we joined forces in 2024 in November. And so going on 2 years, so it's been pretty fun. And then we opened the Chiropractic Collective earlier this year.
Is there anything that you both consider slightly different about your approaches? I mean, you're trained at different times, different schools of thought sometimes.
I like to call Rachel my protege. So, if you've ever wanted to see me, and it's been in the last 20 years, and you know you cannot, especially if you're a male, because since my first son was born, I closed my practice unless you were a maternity patient or a pediatric patient. Rachel's been trained by me. So, she's open and available and will take everyone and anyone like I initially did. So,
nice. And I did integrate a little bit more of that sports chiropractic. So I went to Portland, Oregon, the University of Western States, and my focus was not only working with pregnancy and pediatric, but also people who are athletic and who have had sport injuries and kids with injuries. And so we've added a little bit more of that sports chiropractic side and adding some rehab exercises and more like soft tissue based stuff with cupping, Graston tools, those type of things. Just a little bit more hands-on body work that not only she already does, but just it's a whole body, fix, I guess you could say.
Nice. Well, if somebody's experiencing some pain or chronic discomfort, at what point, a lot of things just resolve themselves. We're very lucky if your body is functioning the way it should, and it kind of it sometimes gets inflamed and then it heals and it does its thing. But about how long should people, after how long should people be like, okay, this is enough. I should probably come in and see somebody.
I guess it depends on how long they want to be uncomfortable.
You have a very funny look on your face right now. Just like, I mean, why would one want to live with pain?
Yes. Yes. We can help you.
Okay. So sooner the better.
Sooner the better. Yes.
And even prior to injuries is better too. Like if you know training for something specifically, or if you know you're about to have a baby, if you know that you were postpartum, like there's things, even if you feel great, we end up finding something. And it's quite funny, like every day we have someone on our table and they're like, wow, I didn't know that actually bothered me. I'm like, yeah, we find stuff and we fix it. So it's pretty fun. We love what we do. We love making people feel better.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me that in recent years, maybe the last 10 years or so, there's been a trend among chiropractors, and that is to also enter into the realm of functional medicine. And often I'll find like a healthcare professional, practitioner, that does a certain area of healthcare, and then down the road, if you look at all the little acronyms after their name, you see DC, Doctor of Chiropractic. And I'm wondering if you could comment on that, Dr. Christine. Just what has this evolution been, and am I correct in this assessment?
So as chiropractors, we are primary care doctors. We, Dr. Rachel and I, we adjust. We are adjusters. Do I offer suggestions to add-ons, you know, in regard to helping somebody help themselves? Certainly. Those chiropractors you are talking about, I mean, I don't know, maybe they're not great adjusters, or maybe they're have a back issue themselves, and they can still, as a primary care doctor, provide health care and decide to go a different direction. I think a lot of times, too, they maybe have their own health issue, and that sort of directs them in whatever specialty they end up offering. But for at the Chiropractic Collective, we are adjusters.
You are adjusters. Mm-hmm. And when you say that they may have their own issues, are you saying that, I mean, I've seen you work before, you've worked on me before. Mm-hmm. It is a very physical job. Mm-hmm. Does the body break down after a while, after doing it for 30 years? You know,
yes.
Does your body get tired?
And you need a table that moves up and down. It makes it much better. And you also need an in-house chiropractor who can fix you after the end of the day.
Okay, that is great. Rachel, could you comment on medical school, chiropractic medical school? I know that it mirrors regular medical school up to a certain point, but how does that all work?
Yeah, so the first two and a half years of chiropractic school, it's very medical school based. So we are basically following that same science course load that they have. We go to cadaver lab, we cut open cadavers, we do all the science stuff that a lot of the medical field does. And then after that 2.5 years, we branch off into more chiropractic based, where the roots of chiropractic came from, how it helps. And then we focus a lot on the adjusting. What are we adjusting? Why are we adjusting it? Do people need an adjustment? What not to adjust? All those types of things. We spend years adjusting. So when we go back to that conversation of how PTs also can adjust people, they get maybe one seminar of adjusting courses. Mm-hmm. And I've had people ask, oh, like, is it okay if I let my PT adjust me? I'm like, do as you will, but take it with a grain of salt. Like, they have one seminar. We spend 3+ years learning how to adjust and then so on. But yeah, with the medical side of things, we learn essentially a lot of the same stuff. A lot of the heavy course, science course stuff, and then it just branches off onto more specific of adjusting and what we're doing with the adjustment.
Well, with your background in kinesiology, was there anything about the chiropractic training that, I mean, I'm sure you had a very good understanding of the body, but was there anything you found surprising or really kind of illuminating?
Not necessarily surprising. I think it definitely helped understanding how the body moves and why it moves the way it does, what muscles are involved, what joints are involved, how the nerve is affected, all those types of things. It was just the glue to help bring all of the stuff to surface and understanding it better. I was thankful for the kinesiology degree because it just helped preference. you know, the medical school side of things. And you also kind of needed that as prereqs going into chiropractic school. You needed all those early science courses, but nothing too surprising. I think it was just, you know, I'm so passionate about the human body. I actually really enjoyed the cadaver lab. I enjoyed understanding how the body works and why it works. And yeah, it's been nothing but fun.
That's so cool. Well, I think sometimes people who have a predisposition against chiropractic care think, well, I'm going to just get adjusted, but it'll just go back to exactly how it was. It'll just slip back or something. And I feel like that there are a lot of support mechanisms. You mentioned exercises, even things I hear about like hydration and stretching and things like that. What are those very important to the whole process?
Yeah, I would say so. I give everybody some type of exercise. You don't leave my office without one. Even if I tell you it a million times, they most likely aren't listening, and I'll have them do it in office with me. Uh-huh. Because, yeah, like I said, the adjustment is not a one-all-be-all fix, unfortunately. I wish that Christine and I were miracle workers, but that's just not how it works. You have to do the at-home stuff that we give you.
You got to participate.
We also do a lot of soft tissue after the adjustment. Ah. It all works together. So we're not just a rock'em and crack'em situation.
Yeah, I mean, we spend at least 20, maybe 30-ish minutes with people, and even 40 minutes if they're in some rough shape. Like, you get what you pay for. You come in, we dedicate a lot of our time. It's a relationship we build with our patients. We know everyone very intimately, so.
We look at posture ahead of time, and then we look at posture after our adjustment and hands-on work, and if they don't look different, back down they go, and we try and figure out, okay, what else is still involved that we need to address to send them out into the world in a much more aligned and healthy state.
Well, a lot of people, myself included, I mean, the soft tissue work is so important, and I know people who will say, I'm going to go get soft tissue work, and then I'm going to get chiropractic, or I'm going to get chiropractic and then go right to soft tissue work, as you kind of mentioned. Can you address that a little bit? What's the best order of things to do?
My order is come get adjusted and then go get your soft tissue work done. Because if your structure is not in alignment, right, your central nervous system is not going to be interested in any of the massage messaging to the muscles to actually relax and do what they're trying to do. So as soon as they get up off the table, if their structure is not where it needs to be, or at least in a better position, their body just goes right back into the same position where they were. Maybe it's not instantaneous, but over the course of the rest of the day, perhaps. So in my opinion, I think getting adjusted and sort of working from a neurological aspect first and then going and address the soft tissue is going to be much more easily persuaded to relax.
Okay.
And usually the tissue is still pretty tight after we adjust people. So getting that tissue softened up afterwards, it actually helps allow that joint to settle better. Because if you left with that muscle still tight, it's possible that it can pull that structure back out of alignment. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I kind of do a little bit of both. I'll do some cupping on people before I adjust them if I know that it's not going to move as easily. Instead of muscling it, I like to get them a little loose before. I'll adjust them, and then I'll do more soft tissue at the end. So it's a little bit of both.
Years ago, we were interviewing this very accomplished scientist on Cool Science Radio, and we asked her, what one question would you like for science to be able to answer? And she said, what actually is happening when you crack your knuckles? What's that noise?
Isn't it like synovial fluid or something?
So that's my understanding.
Because I'm feeling very smart right now that I was able to pull that out, so you know.
That was excellent. I guess my tagline is, it's all your joints are lined with synovial fluid. That fluid produces gas. And as we approximate joint surfaces, it creates enough pressure in the joint capsule to cause that gas bubble to pop, and that's what you hear. It's the same noise like when you get your cervical spine, your neck adjusted, and you don't like the noise, it's the same noise that happens when you crack your knuckles.
Same thing is happening?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Why do they say don't crack your knuckles?
We call it joint cavitation. Well, there's a better way to crack your knuckles, Lynn.
Okay, show me, because I'm a knuckle cracker from way back.
You just pull them straight out. Oh, if you're like a, you know, curl them over cracker, you end up stretching your ligaments, and then, you know, the body is resilient, and it doesn't like the laxity of your knuckles, and so it then as time goes on and you age, your body puts bone to resolve the laxity.
Good. Can I have you call my husband and tell him it's really okay that I crack my nose?
As long as you're just pulling them out straight.
I love it.
I noticed that like a lot of people use like Dr. Christine or Dr. Rachel or whatever about to when they speak about their chiropractic care. Is that part of what helps kind of build a relationship, a more relaxed interpersonal addressing? I just feel like if I'm much more open and I feel like I can be more candid with chiropractic care, and I don't really know why, but that always seems to kind of add to the general friendliness about it, you know?
Maybe it's just our welcoming.
Well, I think welcoming demeanor.
It goes back to also like how much time we spend with people. Like we make relationships with you. It's not like she said, rack 'em and crack 'em. You're not spending 3 minutes in our office. I mean, an adjustment, I can adjust your full body under 5 minutes. It's super fast. So it's everything else that we do that causes people to enjoy coming to us, because we spend the time and we care about our patients. Not to say that other people don't, but we just spend more time with you. And I think that also allows people to come back and want to keep coming to care, whether it be every other week, every other month, every other year.
We're here and available.
Great. I have a question about scoliosis, and it seems like I've had scoliosis for my whole life, but it seems like later in life, I'm hearing of more and more, especially women, saying, oh, I was just diagnosed with scoliosis. What does chiropractic care do for scoliosis? I mean, you've got that bend.
I like to try and prevent them from developing the scoliosis in the first place. You know, there's debates on why someone's spine develops the curvature. And usually that happens during rapid growth. So I like to think if we maintain you through, like I adjust babies, right? So by starting as an infant, actually starting when you're growing and gestating in your mother, and then through your lifetime, I like to think that it helps to prevent the scoliosis in the first place. There's some thought that you're set up for a scoliosis for something that happened or positioning that happened back when you were in utero. Mm-hmm. And then as you grew, that was, if it wasn't corrected, and then you go through rapid growth, it can cause that curvature to develop and exacerbate itself.
Okay.
Wow. That makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. One really important question. Where is the Chiropractic Collective located?
Yes.
Are you still over in the same place you've always been?
Mm-hmm. We're in the Bel Air building. Which is where I've been for a very long time.
1960 Sidewinder Drive.
Okay.
So right in Prospector.
All right. And so I see on your website that you can click to make an appointment with either one of you. But Dr. Christine, you can't do that because you only see pediatric patients and
maternity.
Okay.
Yes, I guess I've been in control of my schedule for 29 years, Lynn, and I can't just set it free. And the website, that's my young blood here, Dr. Rachel. That's her addition, which has been great. I've been very low tech.
It's nice to have both options.
For a very long time. So I enter into this uncomfortable space of, oh, we're online. You can see us.
That's
so yes,
great.
To schedule with me, you need to text the number that I believe is listed. And I currently, and have been for the last 20 years, accepting new maternity and pediatric patients only. I don't kick you out like if you started way back when I was like Dr. Rachel. I consider that you're grandfathered in. But to be a new patient in my practice, my part of the practice, you need to be a pregnant woman or a child, baby child.
Great.
And do you want to mention what the website is?
It is thechiropracticcollective.com, but separated by hyphens. The-chiropractic-collective.com. Or you can just Google it. And Rachel, it's so nice to see when people who were raised here, young people, are also able to come back and work and live here. So congrats, and congrats to
you
for all the years you've been providing health service, Dr. Christine, to good health care to all of the babies
and the mamas.
And the mamas,
it's been a good ride.
It has.
Yes. Thanks so much for joining
us on
the Mountain Line.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you both.